Today on the podcast, we're going to be talking about how AI is absolutely revolutionizing customer service. We're going to talk about two companies and some big plays they've just made, two new AI startups that I believe, whether it's them or someone like them, customer service is completely changed. And typically when I talk about AI and kind of some of the revolutions in AI, I'm like, you know, like some jobs will be lost, a lot more will be created. In the case of customer service, I think this is an entire industry that by and large will be completely replaced by AI. There will be, you know, some people for like more really complex tasks that will still be around that will be needed. But customer service, the way we know it today, I think a majority of that is going to get replaced by AI. Number one, phone calls, and number two, chatbots. All of it is going to be replaced. Is that a good thing? Are a lot of people going to lose their jobs? That's for you to decide. That's for people to discuss. I think it's going to be incredibly disruptive. So today I'm going to talk about the tech that is coming down the pipe, some new companies that have just come out, and where I see this going in the future. So the first one I want to talk about is there was recently back on the, about a week ago, there was a tweet from Sumit Sham, who runs an e-commerce company, and it got a lot of publicity. This thing ended up getting articles written by the BBC, CNN, pretty much all made Business Insider, all big newspapers were writing articles about this specific tweet and what happened. Essentially, he said, we had to lay off 90% of our support team because of this AI chatbot. Tough? Yes. Necessary? Absolutely. The results, time to first response went from 1 minute and 44 seconds to instant. Resolution time went from 2 hours and 13 minutes to 3 minutes and 12 seconds. Customer support costs reduced by 85%. Here's how we did it. He goes through a thread of the entire thing. But of course, the, you know, the response to this was a lot of people complaining, saying, you know, you're trading 90% of your customer support for, you know, this a cheapy GPT text wrapper. I think he had to keep 10% of his support team because they obviously had to respond to tougher responses. I think for his company, it was kind of necessary because they needed to achieve profitability. This was a big cost that they were losing a lot of money on. So, I mean, I'm not justifying if it was a good or bad thing. I'm just saying whether we like it or not, AI and these chatbots can do a lot of the same things as customer support. So inevitably that entire field, that entire profession is going to get, I believe, largely wiped out. So of course there's this whole chatbot thing and people say, well, okay, what about like a lot more complex things? And also what about things where you want to talk to an actual person? Not everyone wants to talk to a chatbot for customer support. There was another company that just came out and it's called Air AI. And there was a tweet essentially by this guy named Caleb Maddock who was announcing it, and he said, conversational AI is finally here, introducing Air. Air can perform full 5 to 40 minute long sales and customer service calls over the phone that sound like a human and can perform actions autonomously across 5,000 unique applications. It's kind of like having 100,000 sales and customer service reps at the tap of a button. Then he's, you know, trying to get people to sign up for his beta. He said, this is not just some hype Twitter demo. A is currently on live calls, talking to real people every single day, profitably producing for real businesses. And it's not limited to any one use case. You can create an AI SDR 24/7 CS agent, closer, account executive, or prompt it for your specific use case and get creative. Therapy, talk to Aristotle, etc. It's only limited by your imagination. Reply beta to be in their beta thing. He said, also, if you're a developer builder who wants to innovate at the top, whatever, he tries to get people to join his team. So all in all, I've looked at the demo of this product and he has it demoing like someone calling, it calls someone and it's like, hey, we saw that you were on the Tesla website looking at the Cybertruck, you know, we're wondering, or one of the Tesla Model Y or something. And it's like, we're wondering why you like, you know, dropped off and didn't end up buying it. And anyways, it has this whole conversation, which actually was really good. It wasn't a high pressure salesman. It was like a low pressure, like really understanding salesman trying to chat with someone about like why they abandoned a product in their cart. And it ended up being like a really, really great conversation. The one thing I'll say in its current state, there is a little bit of a lag between when you talk to it and it responds, maybe like 2 seconds, sometimes 3 seconds. And it seems like just a tiny bit awkward where, you know, you typically, if you're talking to someone, especially a salesperson, I think they don't want to leave a lot of white space or white noise. They want to have immediate responses and talk really fast to keep you thinking about what they're saying. So in this case where it had like a little bit of a delay, like it's not a big delay because I've like, I'm actually very, very impressed because the amount of time it takes to listen to what they're saying, compute it, think of a response, translate that into like audio, because audio, it takes time to get the audio generated. Like, I'm really impressed. They're using very fast computers. They're using a very solid system to get this done. So I'm actually really impressed with the thing. And here's the thing. At the end of the day, the bandwidth and like the compute power is only going to get faster and better. So the latency will get reduced, and perhaps the vocal inflections, which as it was pretty great. Sounded like you're talking to a human. Of course, everything can get better. Everything can get more realistic. Like, give this thing a year tops and you will have fluent conversations. Now, people have talked about a lot of really different, really interesting different innovations that are going to happen. One, as you can imagine, is the ability, let's say you have a customer service department, a call center, and they're specifically trained to help you with something there's no way tech can solve, right? But they're based in the Philippines, or they're based in, you know, India, or somewhere where it's typically cheaper to hire people from those places. You're trying to service, let's say, the UK, or trying to service Canada or the United States, where they have, you know, you have different accents. Imagine just turning a voice filter on, so someone from India sounds exactly like someone from Canada. You go a step further and you say someone from Baltimore is calling, and it translates the voice of anyone on one end to sound exactly like a Baltimore accent. Now, of course, there's like different things we say. There's different phrases that might be common in India, or that might be common in the Philippines, that are not common in the United States, or even things in the United States that might not be common for the United Kingdom. So there's definitely that aspect. But going a step further, translating, you know, someone speaking in any language, so it doesn't even have to be English to English, but any language, you could have it translated and voice filtered over, so you could actually get people that don't even speak English. They might only speak like Arabic or French or anything, and they could be customer service agents, which is actually kind of interesting, right? Like, let's say you want to have your headquarters in one country, and you don't want to have to, but you need customer support for people in other countries that speak other languages. You could essentially get a customer support person that could speak any language. So you could do language translations, you can do accents, you can do, I think it's just going to get completely taken over. And then that is like voice filtering. But beyond voice filtering, I think eventually, inevitably, in the very near future, I mean, it's already there to a small degree, but it's only going to get more. Eventually, inevitably, it's going to get to a point where it's not a human, it's just the AI responding. And you're just going to have this thing built into your backend. Shopify is going to have plugins that help with this. All sorts of different software providers are going to come up where whatever your business or your store or whatever your product is, you'll have one of these customer support bots that you just give it permissions. It's like, you can refund a customer if they have X, Y, and Z issue up into X, Y, and Z account. Like, this is like X, Y, Z amount. These are our customer service terms of service. This is what we will do. This is what we won't do. This is why you can like quote this back to people. But if you have a really strong documentation and you plug this thing into your system and you set like limits for what it can and can't do, honestly, these customer service bots can fix a lot. Now, you know, I've also had a lot of experiences where, you know, I'm calling, for example, Bluehost or some sort of website provider, and I'm getting a tech on the other end because there's some sort of issue and they're trying to help you with that. Definitely something I think might be a struggle for a completely automated bot. This would be something easier for salespeople or whatever. But, you know, I think that goes into a whole nother concept, which is like the sales departments are going to get very disrupted by this. This isn't just customer service. It's anyone that's like vocally doing something over the phone, sales departments, customer service. It's going to be really, really massive. And like they said, you know, account executives, agents, all of that is going to be very, very disrupted. Now, that's the call side. But I think there's going to be a lot of things we need to watch in the future. This is going to be a very rapidly evolving space, and we're going to need to keep very close tabs on what's going down and how this is evolving.